from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, and as far as the other DH, who's everybody is waiting for, it is official. He will be remaining in stores. Dan Hurley has turned down the Los Angeles Lakers, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
Should have took it.
He is saying,
plus 300.
Yeah, there was definitely value on that plus 300, as we talked about. And I'll tell you what, the offer from the Lakers was pretty underwhelming. If they're really trying to get him to go, 6 years, $70 million is the best they could do for him. And honestly, that money is just not going to be that much different than what he'd get over the course of 10 years or whatever in lifelong immunity at UConn. So. Does this now mean that since it was a black eye for college sports that he was leaving for the Lakers, does this now mean that college sports are definitely 100% better than the big leagues? Like, I'm just trying to follow the logic here.
Because college sports are the big leagues, but they want to be amateur, or they still want to claim they're amateur.
Wow.
Amateurism. It's not. And that's what's messed up about it.
Yeah. So, look, the Billy Joel concert was the canary in the coal mine. I said it at the start of the show. You don't move like that if you're going to be the next Lakers coach. You don't move out there publicly, especially when you're talking about what would be not a betrayal, but a very, very hard, you know, pill to swallow for the place you've been at and won titles with. You're not going to sit there and, like, rub it in their faces, I don't think. And he didn't.
Back to JJ.
It is probably going to be. Yeah, it is. It's going to end up being JJ. Shams will
They
be,
ruined his career for nothing.
Yeah, Shams will be right, but he was still wrong.
Not really, though. Because if it had been Hurley the entire time, John, why they got Redick and Borrego going in there for three interviews between?
But they offered the job to Hurley, though. That's the thing, right? He
fakely.
Well, he turned down the offer.
No,
we haven't heard of an offer to JJ yet. If you're zeroing in on JJ.
The offers were coming. They were trying to figure that out.
Well,
they were tired of the narrative that was out there.
Look,
this was done between the Lakers, Woj, and Hurley.
And
what it's going to do is get Hurley, why wouldn't you be a part of it? It's going to get you a raise. You know, it only strengthens your profile and brand.
Right.
And, the Lakers were mad because they were being made to look like they were just LeBron's pawn and going to take his best friend when it was true. And then we helped Woj. And his, axe to grind with his former pupil, which he can make look bad, knew the whole time.
Yeah. It's now twice in the last 20 years that the Lakers have gone after the top coach in college basketball and twice been turned down. Now, that is something. That is something. They didn't get Kay and they didn't get Dan.
I don't think this is some bad look for the Lakers because they couldn't get Dan Hurley here.
I don't know.
It's not proven that Dan Hurley was going to be any kind of success. We'd already talked about his style.
No, that's true.
You know, looking at it as a situation where we could see failure. And again, you do not have you don't control your roster like you do in college. You could see many reasons why it wasn't going to be a good marriage, but what you expected was he was going to get time, that they couldn't Darvin Ham him or Frank Vogel him, but that there was no promise he was going to go be some great coach there. He better or just as good off, you know. In terms of guys that are proven, you know, going and getting you somebody that's actually done it before. In the end, he's not much different than JJ in that he hasn't coached the NBA. Yes, he's got some experience putting together a program and a roster, and he runs some stuff that LeBron loves offensively, clearly. But he ain't much different than JJ in the sense, man, you never coach grown men like this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so it's all coming out. As swept away, this is from Woj, as swept away as Hurley became by the Lakers' courtship and vision for him, he ultimately couldn't walk away from a chance to make history and pursue a third straight NCAA title. Even before Lakers talks, Hurley already had a UConn offer to become one of the highest paid NCAA coaches, and those talks will continue. This is from Goodman. Lakers' offer was for 6 years, nearly $70 million. Hurley has elected to remain at UConn and has a 6-year deal worth $50 on the table. So he's taking $20 million less to stay as the coach at UConn. I think in that sense, it is kind of a bad look about when you're taking literally $4 million less annually to stay. I don't know. It's not 4 million. It's like 3 million, 3.1 million. But I don't know. I think it's probably, we'll see what all comes out. But he's not three-peating. His roster's not that damn good. I mean, it's not.
Dufault's got him in top five, top 10.
Yeah. It's just not, I don't think they have a realistic chance of doing it. Could be wrong, but I think it's more like I just didn't want to go to that situation because it wasn't going to work with me and LeBron and the whole volatility like we talked about in the beginning. So, hey, if you got plus 300, you cash. I think you're going to have to pay Bet Online that minus 400, that gas money that you put down.
Chom's just got out of bed. There's a way out. There's a way out.
Vindication.
I think in many ways this was, because I don't believe this was ever real.
I'm starting to believe that for sure. Like, I don't think Dan Hurley was ever going. I will say that. I think now that we know, that man was never going. He wanted to hear it. He wanted to be wined and dined. Yeah. He wanted to get
his
ego. You know what I'm saying?
But he would get
that parade all over again in stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That man was never going. When he got on that plane and went back home, that's when it was over. You should have known then.
Right, so how could he have been the candidate all along? And this dude just a week ago was going 1-2-3 at a UFC fight. So that's why I go back to this whole thing about he's been the candidate, he's been their guy the whole time, but they've been interviewing Borrego twice and JJ. No, man.
Yeah.
That stuff, the Lakers allowed you to say that.
Mm.
So y'all could hurt Shams.
Mm.
And he could kneecap his former pupil.
Yeah, it's quite the story, though. Now that our watch is over, Dan Hurley is staying in college basketball. Win for college basketball, no doubt about it. He's one of the best, and he's an entertaining personality. And, you know, he's helped establish the standard of excellence for college basketball. So what a day for UConn fans, man. What a day for them. And so now it will go back to JJ, and that'll be great and awkward, but maybe JJ will be great. Yeah, I think he has just as much a chance as Dan Hurley would. Like this whole thing about, Dan Hurley would be great for Austin Reeves and Maxwell Lewis or whoever the hell. Man, that don't mean nothing. They ain't never worked. College stuff don't translate to the pros, bro. It just don't work. But anyway, yeah, Dan Hurley staying with the Huskies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.